Okay, I think I'm ready. So who am I talking to? Name and rank?
This is Corporal Confort. I'm the maintenance management chief for Combat Logistics Regiment 15.
Okay, we got you. So what does your job entail? I mean, give us, in layman's terms, what's an everyday for you?
I'm kind of a liaison between the user of our equipment, whether that be a vehicle, weapons, communications, and the maintainers, the mechanics, the armors, the people that fix the equipment.
How'd you get into that? Was there an elected thing? Did you kind of fall into that, or was this just part of the process of you joining the military, and that's just how it happened?
It was offered to me. It was a good job, and I'm proud to have it. And it's got a lot of real life application. I've been learning a lot, definitely out here, especially.
You know, I've got a son who's been out for quite a while. He's like I say, he's in the Middle East now. I don't know all the terminology and, you know, the military speak, and but from what we talk, I pick a few things up, you know, here and there. You sound like a smart young man. I'm guessing you scored relatively high on the ASVAB to get your choice of jobs, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you mind sharing what that number was?
Oh no! I'm not gonna go there.
Okay, I actually got one guy to share that, but I think it was because he was more than happy to brag about it. But the average I can't remember. It's been a long time since I had that discussion with my boy, but the average is incredibly low. I mean, it's in the 30s or 40s, I think. Something
I think
like
it's a little
that.
Higher than that, but yeah, it's like it's not too high.
Yeah. Well, at least you got to choose. You got some option, and I'll tell you that made all the difference for my kid. He got into a branch of analyst type, you know, working with other governments and that sort of stuff. So I don't all know what he does, but he got into a pretty neat little area just based on his on his score.
Yeah, it helps so much if you go into something that you can kind of relate to from past experience, or you have some desire to go into further into the future. It helps keep you focused.
What did prompt you to join the military? What was the driving force?
It was a bit of a mixture of things. It's a good job. I mean, can't argue. Steady paycheck, good benefits. On top of that, obviously the added benefit of being able to serve my country. I believe in service, and I definitely believe in everything the Marine Corps stood for and stands for today. And I'm proud to be a part of it.
That's probably the best answer I've heard in months. My kid tends to answer that, but I think he answers like that because he's talking to me. But do you have any other family members in the service?
My brother was in the Air Force a while back, but other than that, no. He was in the Air Force for, I believe, 8 years.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sir.
How do you communicate to your family? Is it a pretty regular basis, and is it mostly the new technology methods, you know, like the internet, or how do you talk to them? Skype?
Through Skype, email. That's definitely the internet helps us out a lot.
Yeah, I remember my brother years ago was on a ship out in the middle of who knows where, and this was way back in the early 80s, and they had to literally airdrop mail. I mean, you could write a letter, send it. By the time you got a reply, assuming the reply was done immediately, it could be 2 months later and the whole world was different.
Right. I can remember back when my brother was stationed in the Philippines for a while. He used to send us videotapes of him, and it would literally take weeks for us to get it.
Yeah, my brother was in the Navy, and he scored real high and got into he went into officer. He ended up being a lieutenant commander and was basically driving ships for a while. And they went to I know I'm getting way off track. Leah's going to be pissed at me for it, but I love the story of his time in Somalia, where first of all, during that time, and I'm sure it probably hasn't changed that much, I mean, totally overridden by overlords and warlords and, you know, gangs and just ruthless behavior going on in the streets as a daily practice. You know, they would shoot people in the head and just step over them like they were, you know, garbage on the street. But he wrote this letter. It's his first time, he was young, first time that he was able to really experience the world. Unfortunately, it wasn't a really cool place like Hong Kong, which he wrote about later. So all we had was communications, and I was really the only one at the time that would respond to his communications right away, you know, shoot him another letter. So we stayed in touch, and again, there was that month, 2 month lag. But he was writing about leaving Somalia, about all the guys on the deck, and they were literally singing the national anthem and so happy to get the hell away from. And it was at that moment that he understood, you know, what kind of a country we have and we live in that we're proud of. And I'll never forget that letter.
Definitely.
So tell me about... I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's one thing that I definitely will never take for granted ever again. How blessed we are back at home.
You get reminders of it, and some of us, you know, and especially in your part of the world right now, some of us get these constant reminders. So, you know, it's not lost on those of us at home. And so what, if you could kind of, I don't know, it's such a tough question to throw at somebody, but it, and I don't know what kind of view you get at the progress or lack thereof in the area that you're in. But can you give us any examples of things that are getting done there? You know, we hear about certain stuff here, but not everything, about progress that's being made out there on your guys' behalf.
You know, for the most part, I kind of work behind the scenes. I don't really have too much interaction with the public. I know where I'm at, we're definitely staying focused on our jobs, staying focused on the mission, and we're taking care of business. So
tell me again, what if you had to give me just a typical day, what might be your, I mean, you know, don't give me the I wake up, brush my teeth, and but I mean, what kind of a job description can you give me that we would really well understand here?
Say, for example, someone's vehicle breaks down. They'll come to me. They'll tell me, hey, my vehicle broke down. I'll say, okay, what's wrong with it? We'll drop the paperwork, handle the administration, send them to the proper mechanics, get in touch with the mechanics, and pretty much explain what's going on. And it's just kind of helps them deal with the flow, the in and out of all the traffic of things that are breaking and need fixing.
So you keep things in order. I mean, that's an important deal because you've got to make sure there's communication when certain events happen. Certainly when things break down, there's got to be somebody that's on top of that stuff. So, you know, I know how slow things can work, you know, from time to time in the military. So, you know, that's a very necessary role. What do you guys do? This is my favorite question. I like to jump right to it. What do you guys do on your time off? What kind of hobbies and what do you get to do? Or do you even get enough time to enjoy it?
I get a little bit of time off. Most of the time I spend is in the we spend a lot of time in the gym. Some of the time I spend reading, just hanging out with friends and just kind of enjoying ourselves in any way that we can.
How long have you been out there? How long is this? Is this your first tour there?
Yes, it is.
And what's the remaining?
A couple months at most.
Well,
Well,
you're just missing the holidays then. So you're going to be back in, you know, February, something like that?
Yeah, hopefully. Right around. I'm really not sure at this time.
So we send out in a number of different ways through the USO and through organizations, and Leah has all kinds of different methods and support groups and so forth that we support the military in every which way we can. And we have a huge focus, of course, on the Marines, and in particular in the Afghanistan area. And we kind of like to put together a good list of support packages, you know. There were some real creative ones. I talked to a guy last week. You know, that there are certain things that we wouldn't think about that you guys are missing. So of a typical care package, food items, everyday things, you know, he was talking about a lot of sports gear, you know, even sending, he says, you'll be amazed at how much, you know, we can enjoy a simple puzzle or a simple, you know, a good Frisbee or, you know, that sort of stuff. But what would you say is a good care package if we were to put one together?
Definitely, everything helps. Everything from basic hygiene supplies to things that, like, that's actually a really good point brought up. We find ways to have fun with just about anything, so we're not too picky. We've gotten packages full of just letters and just items like soap, toothpaste, we'll put everything to use. So don't think any of it's being wasted.
Yeah, that's a real common answer, and people need to hear that, you know, because we take it for granted out here. So on the topic of military organizations, care packages and that, so have you heard of Operation Homefront, Adopt a Soldier, that sort of thing? Are you familiar with that, and do you have any experience with them?
I've heard of them. We definitely get a lot of care packages that are sent out here from the different organizations. Usually they get split up, and we all benefit from that, so we definitely appreciate everything they do for us.
Yeah. Well, I've always thought that, you know, they get an idea of what a care package is, and then they use the same list, and then you end up with the same boring stuff every time. It's always good to kind of mix it up, and I'm always curious as to who to talk to about, you know. I suppose there's some individual things that you can do, and, you know, family certainly helps in sending that stuff out. Do you guys, do you keep up with the American news?
Not so much, really.
You don't hear much about, you know, like right now, what's going on, the fiscal cliff negotiations and all that, so you guys don't really hear much, and you're probably too busy, huh?
We stay busy. I mean, the news is available to us. It's offered to us. It's just hard to find time for really anything like that. We stay pretty focused on our jobs out here.
Well, I guess long before my day, Bob Hope was the big USO tour entertainer. I know there's a much more contemporary list of people that make the tour, but do you get a chance to see anybody out there, any country stars, any you know, entertainers, comedians?
I haven't personally had a chance to, no.
So what's the first thing you plan on doing when you get home, or is that something you guys look at and kick around?
That's something that we go over in our heads and talk about pretty much every day. That's a real time passer. I definitely just want to go visit my family. It's been a while since I've seen them. I just want to spend some time with them back at
home.
How
old are you?
I'm 25 years old.
Oh, you're still pretty young. What do you plan on doing? I mean, obviously you've got some roadmap sort of laid out. What's the next step for you? Staying in?
Probably I'm really not sure on that yet. Marine Corps has done a lot of good for me. I can't deny that. But it's really still a toss up. I mean, the benefits of the GI Bill are great, but there's also the fact that I can pass that on to my children if I don't use it. So that's another bonus. That's not. I don't have kids yet. I do plan on having children though. I'm not married yet. No kids, but definitely in the future.
Well, I don't hear too many guys have, you know, unless they're already married and have kids, that my son is that way. You know, I'm 2 months into being a grandfather. He just had his first kid, and they got to wait until he's coming back out, but he has to wait until the rules are that the infant has to have a certain number of shots before they can get on a plane and exit the country and get back into a new one, that sort of thing. So.
Okay.
But we're enjoying the idea that he's going to be back soon, and we just don't know when that is. And of course, that's the common theme here, is that, you know, with family, we never really know. We always ask, but we really never know when our guys are actually going to come home. And but that's just the nature of it. I mean, that's for good reason, I suppose. But we never forget to say thank you for your service, and we always think of you, and especially this show, and we spend a lot of time trying to communicate and reach not just the military and the Marines and those on the front end of things, but also the family members. And so we really certainly appreciate your time today, and we wish you well, and hope everything goes well on your return. I know that's a long trip home, and you guys, you know, always look forward to that. And you got a real long and exciting future ahead of you, and make the best of it.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We definitely appreciate your support over here, and we appreciate everything you're doing for us back home. Thank you.
Well, I'll let you get back to it. Get some PT in, whatever it is you do. Enjoy yourself, and don't work too hard, and we'll stay in touch.
Yes, sir, will do.
Thank you so much. You take care and have a good day.
All right.